Chapter 6, Phoning Home. Part 1, Bleeding in Activities. 1. Listen to the recording. More people hear. Call of mobile activism. And then fill in the following blanks.
Activists fight for different things. But one thing many activists around the world hold in common is their use of mobile phones as a tool for their work. In South Africa, for example, AIDS activists are using text messages to direct people to the nearest HIV testing station. In Argentina, activists use their phones to get city officials in Buenos Aires to support a waste reduction campaign. Politicians are often a target of mobile activism. This is a ringtone popular among Filipinos in the last 2 years. It came, supposedly, from a phone call between President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo and an election official. Opponents said the call showed that she cheated in the 2004 elections. The Philippine government said the call was recorded illegally and then falsified. Those and other examples of mobile activism can be found at mobileactive.org. Mobile Active describes itself as a community of people who are using mobile technology in their work to make the world a better place. So far, 2,000 people have become members of the site. MobileActive.org offers free information about mobile-related tools and services. It also has resource guides on how to sign up voters, organize campaigns, or raise money using mobile technology. Nokia, the mobile phone company, gave the group money to create its resource guides. Other partners have helped build its website and organize small training events. Mobile Active hopes to hold its next meeting in July in Johannesburg. Katrin Verkalis helped start Mobile Active in 2005. She lives in New York, but we reached her on her mobile phone in Amman. She was in Jordan for a meeting of non-governmental organizations and civil society groups. They were discussing uses for mobile technology in observing elections. She noted that in many countries, mobile phones are the least costly way to communicate and far more common than the internet. More than 3 billion people worldwide use mobile phones. And Katrin Verkalis says, people keep finding new uses for the technology. The goal of Mobile Active, she says, is to collect their stories and experiences and then spread that knowledge.
2. Listen to the recording and then answer the following questions. President Bush says, following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States, he authorized the National Security Agency to intercept the international communications of people with known links to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups, adding in his words, "We want to know what they are saying." But speaking from the White House before departing on a trip to the U.S. Gulf Coast, Mr. Bush stressed that the program's sole aim is to prevent terrorism, and said it does not violate U.S. law. The privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected in all our activities, said President Bush. We are not mining or trawling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans. Our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates. Mr. Bush did not confirm or deny that the government has obtained domestic telephone records, nor did he comment on how those records might be used to further the battle against terrorism. Earlier, the USA Today newspaper cited anonymous sources as saying that the National Security Agency had secured records from America's largest telephone companies, none of which are state-owned. The article said the federal government is not attempting to construct a database of all telephone conversations within the United States, but rather looking for calling patterns that might indicate terrorist communications. In his remarks, President Bush said that the U.S. government does not listen to domestic phone calls without court approval, and that members of Congress have been briefed on the program. But several prominent Republican and Democratic legislators have expressed surprise and dismay about the corporations surrendering their records to federal authorities and urge closer examination of the practice. A prime defender of the government's anti-terrorism domestic surveillance program is newly designated CIA Director nominee Michael Hayden, a former director of the National Security Agency. General Hayden is expected to face sharp questions about the program at his Senate confirmation hearing. Civil rights groups have blasted the program as an infringement on Americans' liberty and right to privacy. Questions. 1. Should international calls be intercepted due to counter-terrorism campaign? 2. What impact will the information technology have on the way we phone and communicate? 3. Have you or your relatives ever called abroad? Do you know how to make an international phone call?